morning we're continuing Chayodim Klamun Aleph Simon Yudalit. Just we left off with 2 points which still need clarification. The first point is this idea that we were going to combine the ground cinnamon with sugar and make a bracha on it, and the bracha is a Bir Pi Adama. So there are multiple chidushim in this halacha. One, we have something which we're saying that before it is mixed with the sugar, it's not edible at all. He mixes it with ginger or something of that sort, which is not edible at all, and he says there's no bracha at all. And now we're going to be making a bracha because the sugar is making it edible. And the bracha is not based on the sugar, the bracha is based on this item which we said before has no bracha. So this is goes back to our concept which we said at the beginning. There's a concept called nota daitir hachi. This is what it's planted for, and this is how it's used. This becomes the pri. So the pri is, here we have a new kinach to it. The wrinkle is, we can say that there's something which is planted, and it becomes a pri, it becomes the usable item, which is the product of this plant, only by adding other ingredients to it. That's what it's planted for. And that is how it becomes a pre, even though it needs other ingredients to do so. The second chiddush over here is, we said before with that when you grind something up to the point that it's not recognizable, it loses its bracha. And here we're giving it the bracha. So we mentioned then that if this is the primary way that it's used, is in a way where it's not recognizable, it does maintain its bracha. So this is the source of the question of what is the appropriate bracha to say on chocolate. So the cocoa bean is not eaten as is, it's ground up, and you don't recognize the cocoa bean at all when you're looking at the chocolate that you're eating. But that's not a problem. That should not be a reason not to say the appropriate bracha, because that's the primary way that it's used. So since it's used, this is the primary way that it's used, so Rabbi Yashiv says that the appropriate bracha to say on chocolate is the bracha of the cocoa bean. The cocoa beans grow in trees, and therefore the bracha would be Brei Pi Ha'Etz. The minigar element is to say a shahakol. There's various different explanations why that is so. One suggestion is if it's changed so much that you cannot draw any type of connection back to the original item, so that takes away the bracha. Some suggest we add many other ingredients to it to the point that it changes the bracha. Some suggest that the primary use is not to be eaten as chocolate, but to use it as an ingredient in foods, etc. Therefore, it doesn't maintain its bracha. There are various explanations for the minig, but Rabbi Yashiv says that the Iker HaDin really is the bracha is Brei Pi Ha'Etz. So that's the first element of Kiddush over here. We have that we're making a Brei Pi Adama or Brei Pi Ha'Etz, and this food was mixed with sugar. And the second point that I want to touch on, which really is not directly from the Chayotim, but we mentioned yesterday the idea if you mix mazonos in, that sometimes it's when it's used just as an enhancer, it loses the bracha, and we make the bracha on the primary food. So that's really not the topic of the Chayotim specifically, but since we mentioned it, I just want to clarify a few points. So we know the rules of Iker and Tefil. Iker can be defined in many ways. It could be what's known as an absolute tefil, an absolute ikur, that the example is you have something with salty that you eat, and you eat bread afterwards to break the strength of the salty flavor. So the bread is being eaten just totally as a tefil to the original food. You could have it is where they're mixed together and is eaten, it enhances the food in some way. You could have something which is, it's not just an enhancer, it's a primary ingredient, there are multiple ingredients, and you could also arrive. We have the rules that mazonos is considered the ikur. So that a rule that mazonos is considered an ikur, it doesn't lose its bracha, it's only if the mazonos is being used in a chashiva role. But if the mazonos is being used in a very clearly a secondary role, for example, absolute tefil, like we said, or even as an enhancer, it's there as a binding agent, it's there as a coloring agent, it's not there for flavor, or even if it's there to add body, which is a significant role, but it can't be tasted. So this is machlokes between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. In that scenario, where it's there to add body, but it can't be tasted, the Magen Avraham, which is Halma Shavur Paskin, says you don't say mazonos if it can't be tasted. So there are many scenarios where person is making meat patties and he's adding some matzah mel into it. See, if it's there just as a binding agent, the bracha is clearly a shahakol on the patty. If it's there because it wants to add some body to it, but you can't taste it, so again, the bracha is going to be a shahakol. If it's there, it actually changes the flavor, and you want to do that, it wants to change the flavor, so then the bracha would be mezernus. This comes up in other types of products as well, where you have a combination of mezernus together with other things. So we can have scenarios where, even though it's there in some way, it's playing a role, depending on what the role it's playing, we might actually lose the bracha of mezernus. If in a scenario where it's there for flavor, and you can taste it, so even if it's the miyut, mezernus still it has to be said. In some scenarios you'll make two brachas, in some scenarios you'll only make one, and we will discuss Bez Hashem, those halachas more at length when we discuss Iker and Tafel. When we have the Iker conversation of Iker and Tafel. Have a good day.